Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Princess Podcast, episode 17. 17! Do a little bit different today. Decided to do it at home field.
We got a home game.
We got a home game. Finally. We decided to do it at home. So
my bar tab is going to be so much nicer.
Yeah, it's so much nicer. Yeah, we decided to do it at the crib. Princess, watching some football, hanging out. We got our boy Patrick hanging out as well.
He's only gonna chime in on Packers stuff.
Yeah, though. We don't allow him to talk unless he's talking about the Packers. And then we just make fun of him because he's talking about the Packers.
Fuck you.
He didn't like that one. He didn't like that one. But yeah, no, man, episode 17 coming off a pretty rough Sunday for
us. This is 2 weeks in a row of rough Sundays, dude.
This one kind of hurt. You know, we call it a home field, and I'm just going to dive right into it, right? So my brother posted this thing. I can't remember if he posted it on his Facebook or he posted it on our webpage.
I think it was on Facebook.
But he was like, hey, you guys want a home win?
Come to Chicago.
You want a road win? Just come out of Chicago. We'll just give you one, right? San Francisco, first road win of the season. Washington, first road win of the season. So,
what happens?
Is it fair to say that the Bears are done? It's fair to say that the Bears aren't going to make the playoffs.
Yes.
And it's fair to say that they infuriate me on so many different levels. And
yes.
How do you come off the start that you had? I mean, you just played terrible in that first game.
You guys came off a rough start because you played Cardinals, Seahawks, Packers first three games. So you were already 0-3 at the start.
We made excuses and said, you know what, those are the best three teams in the NFC,
yeah.
Which they probably still are.
Yeah.
You know, obviously you got to throw the Panthers in there. But and now you're looking at us and you're saying, okay, well, you guys
I think you guys
games.
Got your hopes up a little too high.
Well,
and now you're just, you know.
You had some winnable games there and then all of a sudden. You got San Francisco coming in, just a soldier, and beating the shit out of us. Not beating the shit out of us. They mean to beat us in overtime, but still beating us. And then a Washington team that, yeah, is tied for first place, but they're still under 500. You can't tell me that you're sold on the Redskins.
And you're at home, and you're playing for a playoff spot.
And there's a potential playoff spot. We're still in the hunt. Right?
Somehow.
And I did the air quotes there for those listening.
Somehow.
We're still in the hunt. And we just come out flat. And all of a sudden, we're down 14-0. And then you're down 21-0.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck is happening? And you just can't get it right. And then you finally start making some things happen, right? The second half. And we've been a second half team all year.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny because we'll talk about the culture.
So, oh, yeah, yeah.
We've been a second half team this entire year. You know, fourth quarter especially. And I was going to stay away from it. I stayed away from it last week because everyone was taking Robbie Gould's head off and saying, you know,
and
what?
It's not his fault this week either because he shouldn't have been.
He should have been in that situation.
He shouldn't have put in that situation in the first place.
But he was. And he should have made the fucking field goals. He missed two of them.
Yeah.
Including the game tire. So, Robbie, as much as I think you're Robbie's good as gold, baby, you got to take some heat on this one. You know, we should have.
Yeah.
We very easily
one week. One week. Is cool. 2 weeks in a row, not so cool.
I mean, you add two wins, we're 7-6 right now, Steve.
Yeah.
These last two wins, we're 7-6. Instead, we're 5-8. That's a world of
difference. And you're almost sitting right in the mix in the wild card.
And we'd probably be in. Well, we'd still be out, but you know, we'd be right there.
Yeah.
And that's two very winnable games. And now you go in the back half. Like, what do we got? Three games left.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about our picks later. But I just, it's so frustrating. And I almost wish the Bears would just go and lose the next three, go 5-11, get a top 10 pick.
I know how you feel. I know exactly how you feel.
Get a top 10
pick. Right there with you.
And see what happens, right? We got Kevin White coming out next year. You know, maybe that offense
starts talking. They're talking about bringing him back, bringing him into this year. How do you feel about bringing him into this year?
You know, you and I talked about this the other day. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? Why waste it? But then I thought about it after you said something to me. And I was like, you know what? We don't know what this guy
is.
Might as well get him some snaps. Right,
you don't have to play him like every snap of the game.
See what the chemistry looks like.
Give him like 10 snaps a game or whatever and just let him play.
We probably don't have a ton of time left with Forte. I'll be shocked if Forte comes back next year.
No, he's going to be playing for Dallas next year.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if he comes back. Hell, he may go to New Orleans. He's from Tulane.
Oh, well.
So I just thought of that.
Yeah.
So this is where we're at. And it's really upsetting to me because we've gone through these kind of roller coaster emotions. In the beginning of the season, I was like, there's no way in fuck the Bears are making the playoffs. I don't give a shit. They're going to win four games.
And then all of a sudden, they held that rabbit.
Yeah,
they held that carrot in front of you.
They do that every year. You know, we go down to St. Louis. We had a big win. You know, we're coming back. We're like, oh, dude, yeah, we should do this. Then we go to Green Bay. You know, our Super Bowl. you know, fuck Brett Favre and everything else, you know? Ruin that whole thing for the Packers. They're all homecoming. We got our win. And then we lose to San Francisco at home. Who, by the way, lost to Cleveland yesterday.
Yeah.
And then lose to fucking Washington, who doesn't even want to win their division because they're just like, all right, well, maybe we'll win. I think if the Giants win,
Washington's starting to figure it out as far as an organization goes. I mean, obviously, you know, Robert Griffin is not their fucking guy.
It's Kirk Cousins?
He apparently is right now. He's good enough for him.
Another 300 yards and a tutty last night yesterday against the Bears. So, you know, and I sound a little deflated just because it's like, you know, I can't even I can't even get so upset with them because it just, you know what, at the end of that game, I was like, nah, par for the course. Yeah, that makes sense.
I do love how the fact you're using flat and deflated still into this.
Well, let's talk about
I find that very funny.
Let's talk about
Bob
Kramis.
I know exactly how you feel.
Let's talk about Bob Kramis for a second. No, let's not. Let's talk about, so I didn't watch any of the second half, and I know that, Steve, you did. 42-3 in the second half. Obviously, I'm talking about.
Fuck about the first half because the first half was decent.
It was good, right?
Yeah, we
had a win.
Robert Mathis scored a touchdown. It was great.
It was 16-3. No, it would have been higher than that, right?
It was 16-3 or
At one point, yeah.
Yeah, and no, maybe 13-6.
Either way.
But either way, dude, it was a complete embarrassment, and I don't understand how you can actually put out that kind of effort coming out in the second half, because you're supposed to make those adjustments.
Yeah.
And obviously, Jacksonville made those adjustments. What the fuck did we do? Did we all go inside and have a fucking princess fucking meeting and get fucking drunk and then come out and play? Because
you know, 42 points, and you and I agree with Jacksonville being a much better team than we anticipated.
Progress. I told you earlier, when they drafted Blake Bortles, that was a huge step for them. They've got their offensive guy. He's a Florida guy.
Yeah.
It's a great pick for him.
I thought it was a great pick.
Yeah.
They're going to figure it out. Then they signed, what's his face?
He got injured. But he's coming back.
You know, he's out there. They got their shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And, but I mean, you're Colts. You're the Colts who haven't lost the division game in how many?
16 games in a row.
So 16 in a row. You haven't lost a division game. You are in the thick of it, potentially losing your playoff supremacy in that division. And you lay that fucking egg? Oh, and by the way, going into Houston next week?
Yeah, that's what makes it even rougher. You've got to build up a little momentum going against those guys. We're in a playoffs right now.
It is a playoff game.
Week 16, playoff start. Or week 15, playoff start.
Yeah. Especially,
and
yeah.
From here on out, Texans and the Colts are in the playoffs right now. So, you got to win or go home. And if the Colts lose the next game, which is a home game, thank God, that's the only saving grace I might give them. But I don't know if they can even pull out a win at home with the way their offense has been playing, period. Because you're not putting up points. You don't put up points against Jacksonville. If you're going to rely to winning your games on Adam Vinatieri's leg, you're going to lose every time.
Fuck yeah, you are.
So there's no fucking way in hell that I think that this is feasible for the Colts to be in the playoffs for right now.
And even if they do, what are they going to do in the playoffs?
They're going to go out in the first round, because if they end up playing Pittsburgh or whoever, they're done. No matter who they play at this point in time.
As of right now, I think it would be, Kansas City again? Right?
Right now. No, I think it's the Jets.
The Jets 5, Kansas City 6?
I think, yeah.
Something like that. Either way, I mean, Colts will be 4.
It doesn't matter. Hosting a home game is an automatic disadvantage for them right now.
Right.
I don't think they can pull out any kind of win.
So I know we didn't. I want to ask you this.
To make the playoffs at this point.
I want to ask you this. I don't know if we can get anything confirmed yet, but. So obviously, Hasselback got hurt, left the game.
Yeah,
broken rib.
Yep.
Right? So he's probably done.
They're hoping he's able to play.
Okay, so nothing out for sure yet.
Yeah, nothing for sure. It's Monday, so.
Right, and you got Luck. We saw something out earlier today that said possibly Luck not going for the rest of the year.
ESPN said sources are saying that Luck could be just done for 2015, which I wouldn't be surprised if I was Bill Polian, I'd shut him down because there's no point in playing this year. Your offensive line has gotten Hasselback hurt. They're going to get Charlie Whitehurst hurt, and I can't wait to see Griff Whalen playing quarterback next week.
They got to pick someone else up here.
That's going to happen. That's going to happen. No, it's going to be great. I think it's going to be awesome.
So let me ask you. So your thoughts on, Andrew Luck, you already said, right? Just sit down, whatever. What chances do you give your beloved Colts with Jesus as your quarterback?
I give them a, 20% chance of making the playoffs. That's pretty generous.
Yeah. I think J.J. Watt is going to be licking his chops.
Well, here's the thing. Think about this and just wrap your brain around this one. We're talking about a playoff game with T.J. Yates versus Charlie Whitehurst.
Yikes.
The fuck are we talking about?
It's still the worst division in football, and these NFC East guys are trying to make it even worse. But
they're more entertaining watching the Colts. We're watching the Giants game right now, and I would rather watch the Giants than the Colts.
It's definitely more tolerable. Than anything else in that division.
Yeah.
Tennessee's going to get smoked. They got smoked. It's tough, man. It's tough.
Well, it's interesting to watch Chuck Pagano's reaction for after the game, because he's like, you know, this is on me. This is on, everybody. We're a team. We're going to stick together. It's like, I don't know who to actually blame. Like, I know who to blame is Gregson, because you're the person that put the player together. Personnel. Yeah. Like, this is on you. But I know what's going to happen is going to come down to Pagano.
I think they're both gone.
I hope they're both gone. I want to start afresh.
I mean, that's what the Bears end up doing.
I want to start afresh. I do have application for new teams coming in, so trying to decide if I need to jump ship or not.
I defected last year, and they fired everybody. That's exactly what I wanted. Yeah, I mean, I think he's gone. I've said I think Pagano's been gone for.
Snow was talking about when he was over here earlier. Or no, Patrick was talking about Bill Cowers. He was talking about Bill Cowers.
Offer
him everything to be our GM and coach. Offer him half the organization at this point in time. Let him do his thing. I think that'd be awesome. But it'll never happen.
No, he lives in Carolina. They tried to do that to him before they hired Ron. Ron Rivera or whatever, and he said no. So I don't think that'll happen.
That wasn't the team the Colts had.
Yeah.
Well, no. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Although that same Panthers team is now 13-0.
Well,
it's not the same.
We don't know what guys like that are thinking when they're on the sidelines and they've had an opportunity to be a coach.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to come back.
I hope so. I swear to God, if they fucking hire Nick Saban, I'm done. Indianapolis, we're done. I'm just going to go ahead.
I
want to become a CFL fan.
CFL. What I do think, though, was interesting. We were talking about Adam Gase, the Bears' offensive coordinator. Everyone in Detroit.
Motherfucker.
Everyone in Detroit really wants Adam Gase. Everyone's like, oh, that's his new home. Jimmy Caldwell gone. Adam Gase going to Detroit. Keeping in the family. Keeping in the NFC North.
I don't understand any of that. I don't feel like he's deserving of a head coaching job at this point in time.
He ran Denver's offense. He's now running the Bears offense. He's a hot name. I think he's going to be a hot name quarterback. I think, however, both Detroit and Indy both need experienced head coaches.
Yeah.
Like,
not a defensive coordinator or an offensive coordinator.
The last time the Colts needed a head coach had success winning was when they brought Tony Dungy, who was already a head coach. Right? And now you bring in a coordinator to replace him in Caldwell. Then you bring in another coordinator to replace Caldwell in Pagano.
John Gruden, is he available? Can we have him too?
John Gruden? If you want to listen to John Gruden. Actually, you know what? I think hire John Gruden so I can listen to him on Monday Night Football.
I think you should hire
Chris Collinsworth as your GM.
Oh, fuck
so I don't have to hear him either.
Fuck off. No.
Don't have
fuck
to hear
no.
them either.
God damn, no. Please, God, no. Somebody get that guy out the air.
Jesus.
Please.
That reminds me. Did we talk about this last week? We talked about the best tandem, best commentator tandem out there?
We did.
We talked about that, right?
Yeah.
And it's not Chris Collinsworth. Just want to throw that out there again.
All right. So real quick, we did have an article come out this week that talked about the possible changing of ruling for the playoffs. There was nothing else really said about it. Nothing was in the ESPN article. It just said Roger Goodell and the NFL is
talking about different officiating opportunities and fixing the officiating.
Yeah, they're trying to fix some of the issues they've had this year. So, what do you think that they could do to make it better?
Define what a catch is. That's all I ask. I want to know what a catch is, and I want it to be black and white. That's it. That's all I care about. And you have
the NCAA doesn't have this issue.
They don't, because they know what a fucking catch is. And even if there's a little bit of debate in college, they'll review it, but no one disagrees with it at the point that we do in the NFL. Right? Okay. There's a couple of judgment calls here and there in the NCAA, but it's nothing like you and I can see and be like, oh yeah, I can see that either way, right? The NFL, we have clear-cut opinions. And they always are wrong. Define what a catch is to me.
Patrick, being a Packers fan, last year's Dez Bryant catch, was it a catch?
It wasn't a catch. Non-catch. Dez Bryant's non-catch.
Oh.
Was it a catch?
Oh, yes.
It's absolutely a fucking catch.
Absolutely.
Everyone, a Packers fan, anyone, right? Everyone knows that was a catch. But yet, Cowboys out of the playoffs, Packers move on. That changes the entire course of franchise.
I just hope they just don't leave the game in the officials' hands like that, because it's not up to them. It shouldn't be up to them. That game was decided by them. You guys should have lost because of that.
Yeah.
No offense.
Absolutely.
On any point. But,
no, I just said it's a catch.
Yeah. Yeah, no, so, I know.
It changes the whole course of how we view the Dallas Cowboys today and how we view the Green Bay Packers. I mean, it changes it all.
See,
who knows? Who knows if the Cowboys go into Seattle that last, you know, and maybe they shock the world and beat Seattle, and now they're in the Super Bowl, and now it's America's team again, and you know what I mean? Like, it just changes history. And if you go back, and I was telling you guys about this 30 for 30 with the Bills, right? No other team in the history of the NFL has gone to 4 straight Super Bowls. Now we all know the punchline; they win one. But give me another team that hasn't won a Super Bowl that's better than that.
But you
they
know
go
what?
To 4 straight.
We remember Thurman Thomas. We remember.
You remember
Jim
all
Kelly.
Those guys?
Yeah, we remember
Smith,
everybody. Yeah, dude.
Right? Cornelius Bennett, Andre Reed.
Yep.
Don Beebe. Don fucking Beebe. Come on. Madden playing Madden or Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah.
Tecmo Bowl, right? Always pick the Buffalo Bills because no one's stopping them, right?
Yeah.
4 in a row. What we don't hear is controversy around officiating. Don't hear that. We hear about old boy that missed his field goal that he shouldn't have missed. You know, and we hear about other stuff. Maybe they went out partying too much and those kinds of things, but you don't hear about officiating changing the game. And the biggest problem to me, the NFL faces two things. One is the way they handle the officiating, and two, how they're fucked when this concussion movie comes out.
They're so fucked, and I can't wait for Christmas.
Those are the two things that the NFL needs to be worried about. And I understand we only exist because of the NFL. You and I only exist on this podcast because of the NFL. But
they fucked up the last 2 years.
They
dude.
Fucked up
the last 3 years.
They've been fucking up, and it's a $10 billion industry. But now you're fucking with the integrity of the game with the officials, and now you're fucking with the safety of the players.
Let's just adopt all college rules, because they've got it perfected right now. Let's just do it. I mean,
minus the overtime. Because you got overtime in college sucks.
It's still
minus time.
They fixed the overtime in the NFL, and I love it. I absolutely love it now.
Yeah.
But did you see, there was another article that came out, we're talking about officiating. So the Carolina Panthers head referee, it was a 4th and inches, and they were like just trying to decide if they were going to give it to him or not. And right. His mic was on.
So it was like that State Farm commercial?
So it was like the State Farm commercial. He's like, what's going on, guys? Let's just get out of here.
I missed that. I did not see that.
That's awesome,
though.
They ended up making the right call, but he was like, I just want to go home because that's what. Think about it. Everybody's at work.
You know what these guys are,
it was a blowout game.
They
wanted to go home.
We talked about these.
The players wanted to go home, so they were just trying. All right, it's a fucking blowout game. We talked
about the officiating being. I mean, these games lasted 5 hours, 4.5 hours. I mean, we're at halftime, damn near, or halfway through the second quarter of the 4 o'clock games, and half the fucking 1 o'clock games aren't even over yet.
Well, here's a crazy thought. Why don't we have like college officials, and then they can graduate into pro leagues, and they get paid more. What if we just pay the officials more, and then just take these guys and bring them up? Bring them to the NCAA?
Or stop taking the best officials and making them announcers on TV.
I mean, every time Mike Carey talks on TV, I just shut up and listen to him because he's great. I like that guy.
And Mike Barrera's good too.
Yeah.
You
know, you
have to pay a lawyer, so it's a full time.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like if you pay these guys.
Ed Hockley was a fucking lawyer.
Like, if they can devote their off season to studying,
getting better.
If you're just like you're saying, if you're going to rely on the officials, if the officials are, if not enough. If you're going to rely on the officials to decide games, let's have them decide games because they're not working as school teachers and lawyers on the side. And then on Sundays, that's their part-time job. What do you expect out of part-time people? Jim, what would you expect out of any part-time person that you've employed?
Part-time effort. And that's what it is.
You know? What the fuck do you, what do you expect out of these guys?
I mean, I agree.
They're going to work their 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, study some real Saturday.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, it's a cush gig for them because I'm sure they get paid, you know,
decent amount of money. We're talking about professional football. Work, right? $1 billion industry doesn't have
$10 to pay. $10 billion industry.
Doesn't have to pay taxes.
Right.
Fuck?
I agree.
No.
I agree. We keep beating the officials up and stuff, and it's not necessarily their fault.
It's not. And that's what I was trying to defend them. I mean, at this point, because it's their part time job.
They're the face of what the problem is, but the ultimate root is the playbook, or I'm sorry, the rule book is so fucked that they don't even know what the hell is
going on. Well, it's like fucking the cheerleaders get paid like $50 a week and they have to pay for their own ways everywhere and shit like that. Like, it's kind of ridiculous the way that some of the
athletes. We don't know anything about that. The Bears don't have cheerleaders. We keep it classy.
Or less trashy.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I don't know if they're going to make changes or not for the official.
They're going to. We'll see.
Before the playoffs, right?
No, they said that we're going to do it before the playoffs.
Let's hope so. But I think there's many controversial plays and catches and not catches and just how bad it's been this year. They're going to have to do something.
Yeah.
You know, going into 2016, they're going to have to do something.
Yeah.
Because you can't be putting a lesser product out. And that's what this is. It's a lesser product. It's not fun. And I'm a gambler, and they're fucking shit up for gambling. Right? I mean, your fucking spread's up, and your fucking line's up.
Yeah.
Stop doing that shit.
Well, speaking
God
of,
damn it.
Speaking of products, real quick, we're going into Christmas time, and we have an awesome website, and we're soon going to be updating our logo.
Boom!
We're going to be updating the logo for our Princess
Snow finally
Princess items.
Snow finally did something.
Yeah, so check us out here on our website, princesspodcast.com.
Yep.
We've got links to our Twitter, Facebook, and we have great items. We're going to be updating our logo for the shirts and some other things.
I'm going to be head-to-toe princess. I'm buying my own shirt.
Just don't wear those fucking skin-tight leggings thing.
No.
That'd be fucking weird.
I don't know the leggings.
That'd be fucking weird.
I need a coffee mug with this new gig, though.
Dude, I'm with you. I need a coffee mug also.
I need a coffee mug with this new gig. I got to get up early as shit every day now.
Sucks.
I remember when I didn't have to wake up at all and just kind of kicked it. Now I gotta be on a schedule. It sucks. But I'm definitely at the coffee mug. Yo, check us out. PrincessPodcast.com. New improved logo.
Income.
It's coming.
It might not be live tomorrow, but it's coming.
It'll be live as soon as I can get it up there.
As soon as you got time to actually do anything.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to get that knocked out. But, yeah, check us out. It's going to be awesome. Great items, the guaranteed shipping before Christmas if you do it the next couple days.
Yep.
Really, if you do it the next couple days, because Christmas is like
a week. It's like a week away, dude, yeah.
It's definitely a week. So, speaking of what, going into the week, so as you guys know, we don't do all the games, in our picks anymore. We go on our website, we drop our picks in. I think Steve, last week, came up a victor again. Steve went 10-2
so far.
So far, with
the G-Men
with the G-Men still to go, and I went 8-4. I got the G-Men as well, so the best I'm going to do is not
give me the lead for the year.
You got the lead by a game now. But the reason I brought that up was not to talk about how great we are with our picks, because we're pretty fucking good.
How great I am with my picks.
Yeah, we were going through the games that we wanted to talk about for this Sunday.
God, it's such a bad weekend,
and. Steve's like, he's listening to names to me, and he's like, or the games, and he's like, which one of these games do you want to talk about? And I was like, I think we came up with three initially, because this is trash. And I get that the NFL didn't know, they make the schedule, you based on
it's,
last
dude,
year.
Week 15, it's week 15.
Yeah, you don't necessarily know. Like, Monday night's Detroit, New Orleans. Who the fuck cares about that? But at the end of last year, you would have thought, you know, Detroit was a playoff team, right? New Orleans
could be a wild card game at that point in time.
Yeah, it could have been, you know, it could have been a wild card game. So you never know. So
it was just funny to see the Broncos Steelers game not on Sunday Night Football. Instead, we got the Cardinals Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday night.
And it's because Philly still ranked.
It's a decent game.
I'm finally glad that a West Coast team that is not the Seattle Seahawks is getting some fucking play in the media.
Oh, you're Chicago Cardinals.
My Chicago Cardinals. I'm glad it's finally. Right? Because if you're not, for the last 4 years, 3 years, whatever it is, right? If you're on the West Coast, you're not Seattle, nobody even knows you.
No East Coast
exists. Do you know that the Raiders are 6-7 right now?
Nobody gives a shit.
No one cares. No one cares. The Chargers are the San Diego Superchargers are on pace right now to have the worst record in the league.
Superchargers.
Worst record in the league. I was shocked when I saw that.
Yeah.
It's not, you're going to tell me it's the Browns and the Titans are tied, but if the playoffs start, or if the draft was today.
What'd you say? It was the Chargers.
San Diego would have
Chargers,
one.
Cleveland.
Browns would have two, and the Tennessee would have the third pick.
God.
But it's because they're on the West Coast, no one is. So, you know what?
I'm okay
with Sunday night.
Can we just tank the rest of the year just because I don't want Tennessee to get another great pick? Because fucking Marcus Mariota can run for a fucking 4-2 yard touchdown. As a receiver.
Imagine them getting Henry.
Fuck, dude, no. No,
Alabama.
I don't want to see any of that shit.
Look at the kid from Alabama, Mariota's.
Oh, no, he's going to Cleveland, dude. Don't worry, he's going to Cleveland.
Oh, so he's going to die in Cleveland?
Yeah,
his
career's
over. His career's already over because he's going to
Cleveland. All right, so the game we did decide to pick on. We're going to talk about the Colts, Bears, and Packers because we're all here.
Right.
Let's just kick it off with what I don't want to talk about, the Texans at the Colts.
Oh, you want to start with that?
Yeah, let's just start.
Rip the band-aid off.
Let's just get it over with.
Rip the band-aid off. So, Houston had a real big opportunity Sunday night. They obviously already knew what happened with the Colts. This could have been their chance to put their stamp on this thing and say, you know what? Next week doesn't even matter because we're going to handle business.
Did you see that picture of J.J. Watt on Facebook and he was just like standing there? It was a fucking great picture, but it looked like he was ready. He was out for blood. He's going to be out for blood again.
And they weren't ready yesterday.
No.
And I understand the Patriots were on a skid and, you know, the Patriots are obviously going to figure it out and do what the Patriots
What a great week to figure it out against the AFC and win back.
And win back the first
place. First seed, yeah.
But
They clinched the playoff spot with that win yesterday.
Yeah, they actually did. So, I'm not bought into the Texans because they didn't show up. It's at home for the Colts. The Colts can't lose.
They can't.
So, I'm taking the Colts.
But they will.
Because you're taking the
Texans. Because I'm taking the Texans. I'm losing faith quickly. I'm also picking the Texans because I can't pick the Colts anymore.
Well, whenever you do, they lose.
Yeah, whenever I do, they lose. So I got to pick the Texans. We're talking about T.J. Yates versus Charlie White versus Jesus Christ himself resurrected. Maybe start. Hasselbeck still might start.
You've been better off.
He's not going to play.
Dude, you'd have been better off actually signing Tim Tebow. Fucker's a winner.
As soon as he gets hit by J.J. Watt, it's done. Mm-hmm. And then Charlie White is in. Let's just go ahead and start Charlie. If Hasselbeck can play, cool. Maybe throw him in.
I saved Hasselbeck for the rest of his life. He's the best thing you got going on.
Save him for the rest of his life. Yeah. Save him from assisted living.
He's going to die. J.J. Watt is going to literally kill him. Literally kill him. I'm still taking the Colts because when did I turn into a Colts homer, I guess? I don't know. But
you've been hanging out with me too long. Apparently.
I guess, man. Yeah, I'm taking the Colts. I don't know what the line is. It's too early for us to even talk about that until it's Monday. So.
We're going to skip the Bears-Vikings game. So
we're going to skip that?
Yeah, we're going to skip that one. Well, let's give some more East Coast love to Kansas City at Baltimore.
So Kansas City's got 7 in a row now?
Dude, yeah, they're crazy.
So they were written off completely. You and I both wrote them off a long time ago. Jamaal Charles gets hurt, and we're like, oh, this is fucked. There's no way they're going to win.
And then game
managing Alex Smith, 10-3 against the Chargers, 7 in a row.
And Macklin.
And now they are in the playoffs. They're in charge of their own destiny.
They're 8-5, yeah.
Yeah, they're in charge of their own destiny at this point. So, and Baltimore's just so bad. They're just so bad.
Well, Jimmy Clausen's all right. He played for the Bears. That makes him good, right?
Jimmy Clausen. What do we call him? Cheddar-bomb?
Cheddar-bomb.
Cheddar-bomb, right? Yeah, no, there's no way. Yeah. I'll take Kansas City.
Yeah, no, I'm absolutely with you. Baltimore has no business playing this game at this point.
And Kansas City deserves the love. You know, they've earned it. They deserve the love.
Yeah. But are they going to fall off anytime soon? Are they going to win out the rest of the year?
I don't think it's hard, you know, too far-fetched to say they go 11-5. I don't think that's too far-fetched.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, 10-6, 11-5, I think they make the playoffs.
Would you, with a hot team like that, would you want to, can you afford to slip up? Or would you want to slip up a game just to be able to rebound?
I don't think you can afford it just because you got the Steelers breathing down your neck.
Yeah, Steelers are right there.
And I think you and I are both very high on the Steelers still.
Yeah.
I don't think you risk that. I think you just got to go balls to the wall. You're probably not going to win your division.
No, you're not. You're not going to. Unless Brock completely throws eggs.
Denver would have to go.
Denver had to lose. 1-2 next 1-2.
And
you have to win out.
Kansas City would have to win out. So maybe it's possible. Yeah, it's possible, I guess.
Yeah.
Which changes the whole thing, right? That would change the whole
thing.
That's
huge.
But yeah, no, I think Kansas City's got to go balls to the wall. I think the Jets have a higher likelihood of falling off than the Kansas City Chiefs.
Man, that's crazy. We're talking about the Jets in the playoffs. I don't understand. What world are we in? Cats and dogs living together. Mass hysteria. All right, next game. Titans at the Patriots.
All right, so I think the only reason we're bringing this up is because the Patriots are back.
They're number one in the AFC now.
Yeah, I think
the
Patriots roll.
Gronk is back.
Is it at New England? I think it is.
Yeah, it's at New England.
Yeah, they roll.
Mariota played a great game last week. I already mentioned the 42-yard receiving touchdown he had. That dude's going to be really good. And I do not want the Tennessee Titans with the number three pick.
You guys are going to talk. You got Blake Bortles, who's on the up and up. Mariota is going to be legit. Right,
he's already legit, dude.
And you got the Texans figure out their quarterback situation. The defenses are pretty solid. Arian Foster could stop being hurt all the damn time.
They might figure it out by signing Peyton Manning later.
They might.
Oh, that's so terrible to think about.
So yeah, no, I think the Patriots roll.
All right, so here's coming up to our shot bet, and let's pour some shots, Jim. All
right.
Bartender
too.
Oh yeah, you're our bartender.
Oh.
Bartender, give him his shots. Yeah, because you owe me for last week's loss. I picked Pittsburgh over your Cincinnati Bengals.
Just for the record, I bet on the Steelers, and they won
right,
a lot of money.
Right, but you still picked Cincinnati to win against me.
This shot.
So you fucked up.
I'm going to pour it too.
So we're talking about Carolina at New York Giants. Can they finish undefeated?
No.
Is this the game they lose?
Yes.
Wow, dude.
I'm picking the Panthers to lose this game. Couple reasons. One, I am a firm believer that they're not going undefeated.
Short week for the Giants. They're playing right now.
Doesn't matter. They're not losing. It's more that Carolina and karma is not going to happen for them to win. It's less about who they're playing. So...
Dude, they beat the shit out of the Falcons over the weekend, dude. That was.
But if you look at them, so you're gonna tell me. So I'm gonna put you. So I'm taking the Giants. Carolina loses, right?
Yep.
So what you're gonna tell me is you're telling me that Carolina's going undefeated.
Yep. No. I'm not saying they're going undefeated. They're gonna win next week. I'm gonna go a week at a time. I'm not gonna pick them to go undefeated or anything. And thank you, Eli Manning.
And thank you, the Giants. So I will just put this out there. It is Atlanta and Tampa after this game.
Yep.
For the Panthers.
They just beat the shit out of them.
Which is a win.
At home.
Which is a win. And they'll probably beat Tampa.
At home.
So, Giants is their loss.
It'll be in Atlanta. Atlanta could technically still be playing for a playoff spot if Atlanta can win this weekend.
I think they're done.
They've got all the talent in the world to do it, though.
They do, but
they started out fucking magical, so... What's to say you can't turn it around? You don't know. We don't know. We're just guessing. Jim, let's take the shot.
Oh, yeah, we gotta do this.
Tastes like victory.
Oh, boy.
Ugh, that's a bad idea.
All right. Moving on. So we got Patrick here. It looks like we're moving on to the Packers going into Oakland. Packers off the snide, Patrick? Are they back?
Are they back? The Hail Mary changed it around.
That was big, dude. You and I watched that Hail Mary, and we couldn't believe what the
fuck. Both of us were like, of course that fucking just is what
I mean, of in all course. Honesty.
Fucking Dick Rogers.
It took a little
Dick
bit
Rogers.
Of time. We finally got a catch to make up for the Seattle fiasco.
Yeah, well, it's going to make up for your year at this point in time. You know, it's just...
No, it's not making up for it. It's saving.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. It's saving your year.
You guys
right
are in
now.
First place now, right? What are they, 8-5?
Yeah, they're in first place.
Eight
they got the AFC North back in Lambeau right now, so...
Well, but I told you earlier, though, if Seattle keeps going the way they are...
It's a dangerous team to look out for, dude.
I'd almost rather be the wild card and not have to face them until the NFC Championship.
How does that shake out?
If we're the five wild card and they're the six seed,
yeah,
we get that
guys,
at home
they're not
least.
Playing them.
We get that at least.
They're the five right now, though, aren't they?
The wild cards can change.
Yeah, because if Minnesota...
Well, you know Seattle's going to be basically... There's no way they catch them.
So if Minnesota finishes with the division, most likely, not guaranteed, we finish as the five, Seattle as the six.
But do you want to see them lose a game to get in the wild card? Or would you rather see them just win out to clarify that they're in the playoffs?
I'd rather them lose out than be out of the playoffs. Green Bay or Seattle?
Green Bay.
Oh, Green Bay? No, why? Of course we want the division.
He's right, though, because if you think about it, no. Because if you got Green Bay...
But if you get the division, you're going to play... You might play Seattle.
No, I mean, in our hearts, we want the division. Realistically, I'll take the 5 seed as a wild card. Because
if you take the 5 seed, dude, you're going to play one of these garbage teams. The Giants.
Yeah, you're playing the NFL.
Well, Minnesota. The Redskins, right?
Right.
Minnesota will be three, right? So it'll end up being Panthers 1, Cardinals 2, Vikings / Packers 3...
Let's assume it's the Packers right now.
Okay, so then you're playing. Then you're playing the six.
Doesn't that put is Minnesota?
If we're the three, we're playing the five.
Or as of today, the playoffs start.
Oh yeah, that's true. The worst.
As of today, if the playoffs start today, who's the NFC's wild cards?
Seattle.
It's Minnesota, Seattle. So is the playoffs were to start today, it's Packers, Seattle.
At least he's at home, and not in the clink.
I don't care.
Not in the clink.
I wouldn't want to play him. It's just like I wouldn't want to play the Pittsburgh Steelers first round. Fuck that. I don't want to do that.
Right. So really, I mean, in our hearts, obviously, we want the division, obviously, just for pride purposes. But in the big run of the Super Bowl run, you want the wild card, so you're not going to get up against Seattle.
I agree, but man, the best chance for
our last Super Bowl,
the best chance that the best chance for an NFC team to beat Seattle is a home game. That's gonna be that's
no, Seattle's gonna have to be on the road the entire time.
But no, the thing is,
they're going to
be on the road.
If we're the five and they're the six, and we meet in the NFC Championship, it's a home game for us.
But if you guys catch fire and you guys are starting to figure it out, your offense is starting to figure it out. Your offensive line is garbage right now, but so is mine.
I mean, let's be realistic here. If you look at the Green Bay Packers right now, and you look at the Seattle Seahawks right now, who's a better team?
Seattle,
right?
Unfortunately,
I mean,
Green Bay is a better quarterback.
That's
if you were to rank. If you were to rank the NFC right now, we'll just do the top four in talent, not records or not seedings, whatever. Who are your top four?
Chicago Cardinals first.
You got the Cardinals or the Panthers?
Yeah,
I do too. Right, so I think the Cardinals are the best team in the NFC.
Just because they have a broader offense. Like I love Cam Newton. He's the best quarterback.
Panthers
are definitely number two. Just because of Cam Newton.
The Carolina Bears are two.
MVP Cam Newton. Let me go ahead and get that out of the way.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, that's Kansas obvious.
Yeah, he's the MVP.
Seattle's three, Green Bay's four. Right now.
Yeah.
The way they're playing, that's how it falls.
Yeah,
but I don't even know if Green Bay is
in that top four right now. Head to head, I think Seattle beats
for
Carolina.
For me, I don't know.
Head to head right now, Seattle beats anybody.
I don't know.
Not the Cardinals.
They're playing.
I don't know, dude. I don't know if they can beat Carolina, dude. Carolina's just—they're on fire, dude.
You're looking at the talent that Carolina's playing against, right?
I agree, but they step up in those big games.
I hate that.
I'm just saying
the caliber of it.
You can't say that because they beat everyone.
I would love to see
Russell Wilson is winning in ways that none of us would have thought he was. That dude's got like 14 or 15 touchdown passes.
Yeah.
The last three. Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Right? The guy that's a game manager that just hands the ball off as a great defense, right?
He is the hottest quarterback in the league right now.
So the question to that is he just a hot quarterback right now? Or is this a real thing?
Right now, he's just a hot quarterback.
If it was one game, I would say he was a hot quarterback. If it was two games, it's a hot quarterback. Three games? It's the trend.
Okay, if he's the real thing, where was that?
They didn't need it.
They didn't need it. They were terrible.
They went to 2-0? Oh, earlier this year?
Earlier this year, yeah.
They're still trying to figure it out.
I think he's just a hot quarterback right now. He is a great
Marshawn's out. Someone's got to step up.
He is a great quarterback. Right. And Rawls is now out for the year. So it would be interesting to see what actually happens. Because now it's actually in Russell Wilson's hands. Literally.
I mean, and it has been. And I hate talking about Seattle as much as we are.
I do too. I don't know how.
So what you got? You got Green Bay? You got
I got Green Bay. It's going to be
a tough game? A
very tough game. Well, I told you guys earlier, Green Bay could beat them by 30. Green Bay could lose by 30.
I think it's interesting that...
I'd say a field goal, Crosby, knocks one in to win it.
So wow. I think it's interesting that Oakland has been able to...
He got me fucking dick points last week. Fucking pissed me off.
So I think it's interesting that Oakland can play two different styles of games. I don't know if you guys have paid a lot of attention to Oakland, but I have because it's my damn Oakland. Because
it's your Raiders. Your goddamn Raiders.
How many goddamn teams do you have?
Dude, I respect...
roughly six?
I respect the NFL's upper echelon and those teams that are... that we're in the doghouse moving their way up.
Yeah.
Right? I appreciate that.
And I think Oakland is on the cusp, right? And it's interesting
to see...
what I think is interesting is you're able to see them play in a shootout and hang with the big boys in a shootout, but then go in to Denver and win a 15-12 game and not score a touchdown.
True.
So I think they can adjust their game really well. I'm not anointing David Carr, the next, he's got like six brothers, whatever. I'm not anointing him
all
the next great whatever. Exactly. So, but I think he's the real deal. I think we all agree Amari Cooper is the real fucking deal.
Yeah.
He is
my rookie of the year.
Not by far.
Stephon Diggs out of Minnesota is a really good.
I will say by
really
far.
Good number
he's
two.
Todd, you can't count on Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley, you definitely can't count out because he's a beast.
Is anyone?
The second coming of AP.
It'll sway probably towards the Vikings because he'll make the playoffs, and the other two probably won't. Would be my guess.
But, yeah. I think it's going to be.
I'm actually taking the Raiders
at this point.
7-7.
At this point, after last week, it's Todd Gurley's to lose.
Yeah, I agree.
More than anything, Cooper is just too good. Talent.
Cooper's going to be stuck. He's going to be the next Randy Moss. Like, he's going
to
be.
That being said, you have to have the Packers lose and the Bears win.
I've already counted the Bears out for the playoffs, so I'm taking the Raiders because fuck the Packers. and I really do like the Raiders. I do like the Raiders. So
you get no Christmas gift coming from Patrick now.
Because he's got one for the past decade.
All right, so. Patrick, I need a pick and a score.
The score is the tough one. Packers win.
Packers win. All right.
At Oakland.
All right. Right now, as of Monday, the cover is Green Bay by 3.
27-24, Packers win.
27-24 is the
score. It's
all right. Wow.
It's push.
Wow.
It's
that's
a push on those bets.
If you're betting, don't touch that game.
I'd like to see what the over-under of that game would be. I may
right.
fuck around with that.
Well,
I wouldn't touch it with a...
I'm with you, Patrick. I'm going with the Packers, dude. Oakland has a lot of talent, and they're getting a lot better. And they're no longer Al Davis's Raiders.
Thank God.
They're Mike Davis's.
They're Mike Davis's, and he's doing a pretty good job with them.
I think he just needed to get away from his dad. He's just constantly getting looked over. Like his shoulder getting looked. Yeah, I just
well,
don't know. I hope the Raiders end up doing well because I think the league is a better league when the Oakland Raiders are a good team.
Yeah,
can the AFC use?
Or the Los Angeles Raiders.
In the past, they were very good, but couldn't the AFC use someone new up there?
Yeah, I'm tired of talking about
they absolutely
about
could. They absolutely could.
I mean, given, the
Steelers. I'm tired of talking about the same shit. I mean, it's always the Steelers, always the Patriots, always the Broncos.
Yeah. Speaking of talking about the same shit, let's just go ahead and bring up, we're going to play Cleveland at Seattle.
All right, so this is the only reason we're bringing this up because Seattle is in the playoff hunt.
Yeah.
And they're a hot team, and we're talking about Russell Wilson already.
And I just want to bring up the San Francisco 49ers going to Soldier Field and beat the Bears and then go to Cleveland and get destroyed. So just for the record, if you go that way, Cleveland plays Chicago. Cleveland beats Chicago just based on that alone, right? Like, is that how it happens? Fucking A. I think this will probably be the biggest spread when it's all said and done. I think the initial was 14.5 Seattle. This will be the biggest spread. Maybe the Patriots, but I'm pretty sure this is the biggest spread, and I think Seattle covers it by a mile.
I'm with you on that. Patrick, where
you But I will say this. Johnny motherfucking football Manziel.
John Boy football.
How good did he look? How good did he look?
Decent. I mean,
he looked good.
I say.
Where are his stats? I got to pull him up.
Johnny Manziel pulls out.
No, he's not pulling.
A miracle out of his ass. And they win by Patrick. Less than a touchdown.
There's the left field pick of the week right there.
Say no to drugs, brother.
You guys do a shot for the pick of the week?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what.
If the Browns
if Cleveland wins next week, we'll buy you each a round of shots.
Okay.
If not, you have to buy us a round of shots.
We will shake on that now.
We will shake now.
Johnny Manziel, 21 for 31, 270 yards.
That's a good game. That's a good game.
One tutty, one pick.
That's a good game. That pick ruined it.
If they can hang around until the fourth, we know Seattle can be beat in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
There's no way that happens.
There's no way.
I mean, you also said the Giants were going to
win. For your sake, I hope Cleveland can win because that gives you guys hope going into the playoffs.
Yeah, plenty of time.
Playing against Seattle in the first round. Because, obviously, the umpires are going to be on Seattle's side.
That, per usual.
Per fucking usual.
Clearly.
All right, so next game. Let me skip the next game that I wanted to bring up. Let's bring up Cincinnati at San Francisco.
Why are we talking about... Oh, I know why we're talking about this.
We're talking about this because... Andy Dalton's out for the rest of the year.
Is he?
Is he out for the rest of the year?
Okay, so is his throwing
hand? This is now A.J. McCarron era, Alabama era,
right.
In Seattle, or in Cincinnati.
So two things. One, A.J. McCarron, mad props, bro. Your girl,
oh
mad
my
props.
Gosh, super hot.
Mad props. Super hot. Mad props. Number two.
Super hot.
He didn't look so bad. He really didn't. He took over a tough situation. Against a tough team,
and
in you've Pittsburgh.
Got AJ Green, who can you throw him? To
I don't
you,
think
you
he's
give him a 5-yard pass. He can run for 60 yards.
They're not making the playoffs, right? I mean, they're going to be there. Do you throw away the season for a Bengals fan?
Never.
I think you'd have thrown away the season as a Bengals fan just because he's sucking the playoffs regardless.
Well, they booed him in the offseason when he was throwing out the first pitch and for the All-Star game.
What I really think it's
going to be a tough test for Seattle or not Seattle, Cincinnati. It's going to be a tough test for Cincinnati, rest of their offense, to see how good they really are playing with an inexperienced quarterback who's got great talent. I can tell you, I was listening to the Alabama radio when I was living there. They were dying to see A.J. McCarron play in the NFL.
I know.
But no Alabama quarterback has done well in the NFL.
Not a win since 1988.
So
that a win. No starting quarterback that's played at Alabama has won a game since 1988.
That being said, can A.J. McCarron and the Bungles, pull off a win?
They'll win this week.
On the road.
They'll win this week, yeah. They'll absolutely win this week. What I think is unfortunate, and Steve's going to look at me like, what the fuck are you talking about? Because I hate him, but I think it's unfortunate that Andy Dalton does not have the opportunity to play in the playoffs this year to finally take that monkey off his back.
He still might be able to come back.
Get,
I don't know.
Get
but
that win.
That thumb, the broken thumb is on his throwing hand. I mean, he's got 3 weeks.
That's the win, right? His knock is, I can't win the playoffs. Well, this was your best shot. This year was your best shot.
You almost had home field advantage.
You probably could have had home field throughout. I mean, I would assume if they would have won, right?
Yeah, they were number one in the AFC.
Right, so if they would have won, they would have still been there and still, you know, theirs to lose. I don't know what the rest of their schedule looks like, so I'm not going to get all deep and philosophical about it, but I think that this was the year for Andy Dalton. I do kind of feel bad for him, even though I think he's, you know, whatever. But for this game, A.J. McCarron, I got the Bungles.
I'm with you on that. He did look good. Like I said, you've got A.J. Green on your team. You've got a great running back tandem that's going on there.
They did lose Eifert. I don't know if he's out for the year or not.
Is he done for the year? Yeah, he's done for the year.
So that sucks too.
If he's on your fantasy team, fuck, I'm sorry.
I mean, I got Andy Dalton on my fantasy team.
Oh, fuck, I'm sorry.
And my backup was Tony Romo, and I still won this week. Boom. Yeah, no, I got the Bengals this week. Who do you got?
I'm on the Bengals also, just because they've got talent.
I can't bet on San Francisco ever.
You got Blaine Gabbert. I'm not betting on you. I'm never going to bet on you.
No.
All right, so let's finish this off, Jib. Let's talk about Denver at Pittsburgh. What a huge game.
And again, this isn't the Sunday night game.
This is not the Sunday night game. Neither was San Francisco, but...
No, this is not the Sunday night game.
The Sunday and Monday night games were terrible. We don't want to talk about them.
Which is so sad.
It is. But, I mean, I assume we're both on the Cardinals.
No, we are. I just think it's interesting that maybe there's some sort of, like, number that they have to be under. Like, maybe, like, Denver's gotten too many Sunday night games or something, so they can't be on.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. But this is probably the best game of the week. Houston Indy's got the most implications, you know, for playoffs and whatnot, so that's probably up there as well. But
another big game would be Carolina at New York,
just because I picked the Giants. But
moron.
I can't bet against Pittsburgh right
now. Not right now, no.
I think that...
Oh, you did last week. You got me the shot bet.
Yeah, I'm not doing that again. Brock looked... For the first time, when like we thought Brock was going to look,
yeah. DeMarcus Ware. Denver's coming off a loss. DeMarcus Ware did play in the last game. He played about 14 snaps. He's getting back into that, and you've got an experienced guy now. Rushing,
you're going
Big Ben
into Pittsburgh, where they don't lose. How do you bet against Ben Roethlisberger
right now when he's fucking hot?
I mean, he's on fire, right? D'Angelo Williams doesn't miss a beat.
And Le'Veon Bell goes down, and D'Angelo Williams
doesn't miss a beat. And then
second time.
And Antonio Brown's catching balls like, boom, boom. Doesn't even matter. I think Pittsburgh is the scariest team in the NFL right now. I don't think you want to play them anytime. I got the Steelers. The spread right now is 6.5 Steelers, which I think is very interesting because that opens it up.
They're playing against a really good defense.
But they're favored by 6.5. That's a big spread for that.
They're at home.
Still a big spread.
Right now, it's pretty much a push at this point in time.
Well,
if you think about it. Because you're giving 7 points at home, right?
No, you're giving three points
at home. Oh, okay.
So they're giving it a 3.5. But still, I mean, I think it's a kind of an aggressive spread, but... it'll be interesting
to
see where it lines.
Change.
Yeah, it'll see where it lines. Typically, they don't move a ton. I got the Steelers. I'm taking the Steelers, not betting against them.
It's about time that you decided to get on this, because I'm with you on this. There's no way. They're on a fucking roll, dude. And they're making a push in the playoffs.
They have to keep winning.
Tomlin's got to fire it up, dude.
They have to keep winning, because right now, as good as the Pittsburgh Steelers are, they are on the outside looking in.
I think it'll be a really good game to watch, especially with Denver coming off a loss.
I want to know who they got.
Brock's finally got a loss under his belt.
I got to see.
He's going into terrible talent country, so it's going to be really interesting to see how a rookie quarterback like him actually fares with that.
So this will change, but Sunday night, it'll get flexed out. But right now, Steelers have Baltimore in Baltimore Sunday night. We'll just get flexed out because that's not going to be the game.
No.
And then they finish with Cleveland. So
this is a big game.
They win this one.
Is it.
You figure the next two they're going to win. This is their playoffs.
They just hope that Kansas City or the or New York Football Jets lose a game.
They probably don't even somehow, some way, they probably don't need that. If they win out, they probably have some sort of tiebreaker somehow. I would assume. I don't actually know, but.
Well, right now, it's Kansas City and Jets.
I think they all have the same record, though. I think
they all have the same record, but Kansas City and Jets are in right now.
Oh, so then, yeah, then they need to win, and they need a little bit of help.
Yeah, they got it.
Which is kind of scary.
Asking for help from any football team right now.
That's
kind of
scary. Yeah, that is kind of scary.
You can't so. you can't put your hopes and dreams with another team.
No.
Just like when we were hoping for the Patriots to win, or I was hoping for the Patriots to win.
The only Colts fan that actually knows how the football works.
Well, I was hoping for them to win. I'm just like, fuck, please. I hate that. I hate that.
All right, so Jim, we
episode 17.
Oh, we didn't pick the Bears game, did we?
Oh, no, the Bears game. Fuck me. Shit.
We got to pick the Bears game.
Oh, man. Bears at the Vikings. Let me go ahead and get my pick out of the way real quick.
I'll do it.
Actually, Patrick, what do you think? Bears-Vikings. This is your division.
For the sake of Green Bay winning the division.
Just as a fan.
Who do I think will win?
Just as a fan.
The Vikings, clearly.
Even though the last game,
the Vikings looked like trash the last two games, dude. The Vikings looked like trash. Fuck how the Bears look. Bears were in both those games. We lost by a Robbie Gould field goal in both those games. Overtime against San Francisco,
but no. What about the last Bears game against the Vikings? The home game they had that they should have won.
Should have won that one too. I think the Bears can match up well against the Vikings.
That's great, Jim. I'm glad we're talking about what your pick is, but we're not talking to Patrick.
All right. Well, Patrick's being dumb, and I got to say something.
What do you think? Minus being a Packers fan, what do you think of this game?
Taking my fandom out of it, I'm going with the Vikings.
As you should. As you should, because I'm with you.
I feel like I'm outnumbered here.
Who do I want to win? Clearly different. Completely different answer.
You want the Bears to win.
For the first time in my life.
So be a Bears fan, pick the Bears.
God damn it, you just said take that out of it.
No, he's taking his fandom out of it.
He said that.
But now you put your fandom in. You want the Bears to win. So let's just, for you, you want the Bears to win.
Oh, clearly.
But you think the Vikings will win.
Right.
Clarify that.
I never think the Bears will win.
That's just bullshit.
He's absolutely right. The Vikings are going to win this game. It's a home
game. I'm taking the Bears, not only because I'm a homer. Clearly I'm a homer.
It's a playoff game for Minnesota.
But I also think the Bears play Minnesota very well. I think they hang very well. And I'm still not sure that Teddy Bridgewater can put it all together for four quarters. And granted, we lost the last two games and two games that we shouldn't have lost. I hope Robbie Gould gets six field goal attempts and we win 18-12.
Now, will I be shocked if the Bears win?
Because I love Robbie Gould.
Adrian Peterson has had a bad week.
Two in a row.
He still ran for a decent amount of yards in the last game. I don't think that it's going to happen for a third time. The bell's not going to ring three times in a row.
It is a playoff game for them.
They're going to put the ball in Adrian Peterson's hands, and he's going to run the fuck over you guys.
We're going to have to sit somewhere and watch because we got the Bears, Vikings, Colts,
Texans
at the same time.
So. And I also took
You took Cleveland. You took Cleveland like a moron. You bet on Johnny Manziel.
That's our shot bet now.
Oh, Jesus. What's our actual shot bet? The one that actually matters?
Carolina, right? New York.
I got the New York Giants who are currently losing.
At this point, I think that we should probably do another home game because I'm going to be fucking drunk because you're going to be giving me a shot and you're going to be giving me a shot at this point in time. So
we do another home game. I'm good with that. I get a big boy job, a real job I got to wake up early for every day, which kind of sucks. But that's about my personal life.
One day when you grow up. when you grow up, Jim.
It's about fucking time.
All right, Jim. Kick us out of here, dude.
All right, man. So, yo, appreciate the love and support, man. It's episode 17 in the book. 17.
Fucking shit, dude.
I didn't think about
20.
Dude, I literally did not think that we were going to get past, like, 5. I thought that we weren't going to get the support. I didn't think we were going to get people listening to us. I was wrong. So, you know, appreciate it.
Please do us a favor, too. If you guys love what you're listening to, please tell everybody else that you know to listen to us.
Share it. You know, share our link. Share the website. We're on Facebook, obviously. You guys know princesspodcast.com. All the merchandise is up. Christmas is coming. Make sure you get all that. We're probably going to come at you again from a home game next week. We'll decide on what day. It looks like Monday night may be the night to do it. I don't know. We'll see. So we'll let you guys know. But again, appreciate it. Appreciate all the love and support. We got our pre-Christmas episode next week. We got to do a Monday.
Oh, dude.
We got to do a Monday because it's
going to be great. I'm going to post pictures of Jim's Christmas presents I give him.
So we're going to do a pre-Christmas. It is going to be next Monday.
I've seen the presents. They're awesome.
They're pretty amazing. I'm pretty proud of myself.
Yeah, well, I got to figure that out. So
he lost his gift from me earlier, so we posted that. It was awesome, too.
Let's do it, right? So we'll see you guys next week. We'll see you guys, same time and all that. So once again, as always, Princess, bear down.